prior to COVID, you know, every season has its opportunities, whether it's for a buyer or a seller. They're just a little bit different. Well, when COVID hit, you know, we just had almost three full years of just at least 2.5 full years of, you know, just extreme competition, low inventory, many, many multiple offers, pretty much everything was selling. And, you know, then we finally are back to a normal seasonality. And so it makes people feel like, oh, the market's not doing as good, or, you know, this, that, or the other is happening, when in reality, we're back to normal fluctuations. And then you couple that, obviously, with the interest rates right now, and the market's become much more complex. But, you know, we are still in an extremely strong market. You know, the spring, we had a very, very late spring. Our spring normally starts very early in the year. And because rates went up in February, we had a late start and really didn't get a good spring market going until April. So that kind of carried into the beginning of the summer. But right now we're seeing travel. You know, 4th of July was a big travel holiday. So the market's going to slow down on those weekends. So yes, I mean, we're back to seasonality. You know, it's time to strategize as well. You know, our buyers who were having a really hard time competing in the spring, you know, maybe they didn't have quite as much disposable cash to use, or were able to really, you know, do the appraisal gap coverage, going above and beyond. You know, people who really wanted to have more thorough inspections, you know, that's really hard when you're in a super competitive environment. So those buyers are the ones that really need to be looking right now, because we still are seeing competitive offers, especially on your homes that, you know, I've got one going on this weekend that looks like a home right out of HGTV, and we already have many showings scheduled, and I'm definitely expecting those multiple offers. But if you're only competing against a couple of offers versus 8, 9, or 10 offers, that A, puts you in an entirely different position. And then B, if you are able to find something that's maybe just outside of Fredericksburg, or maybe needs just a little bit of work, or is just a unique type of property, you may not have the competition during the summer that you would have in the spring or fall. So it's really your chance to kind of get in and avoid that. We're really expecting this fall to get very busy again. So, you know, from July into the middle of August, when school starts to go back, there's a big opportunity for buyers.
So I was just going to say, it sounds like you're saying if you're interested, it may not be to your advantage to wait, maybe make a move right now.
Yeah, I really feel that way, just because your competition looks so different. And, you know, and that's when the whole interest rate conversation is going to come up. And that's when people say, well, you know, what are rates doing right now? And, you know, rates are moving around on almost a daily basis. And so that's why you really have to be keyed in to, you know, a great realtor who, you know, has really good lender partners that you can talk to. So many lenders are doing so many different things right now, and you need to have somebody really knowledgeable who can say, all right, let's make sure and go ahead and get that house that you want, that you're going to be in for the next number of years. Prices are not going down. So if you're waiting for rates to come down, but then your prices aren't coming down, you know, at some point, it just doesn't make sense to wait any longer. There are some definitely some great programs out there that also include free refinances down the road and things like that. So there's still ways of getting into that house with less competition and then maximizing that rate when the time comes and refinancing out of it.
The whole thing of fear of missing out.
It's always in your mind. And, you know, there was a huge fear of missing out during COVID, right? Because everybody was doing it. So everybody was buying, everybody was moving, the market was crazy. So you were like worried not to take advantage of that. But right now, honestly, there should be some more fear of missing out on these opportunities. Because again, you know, like I said, you know, in the spring, we had many, multiple offers. I mean, I had one of my properties went for $50,000 over asking price. So, you know, we're not seeing just small escalations in certain instances. We're really seeing competitive offers. So you really should have more of a fear of missing out on an opportunity to not be in that much of a situation as you're likely going to see this fall when the market really starts to heat up again. It's really hard right now because the market is complex. So you do have to really be a student of the market and really study. And, you know, we're watching what the counties are doing on a monthly basis. And, you know, sometimes you're going to see them, you know, like, for instance, Stafford in May, you know, from year over year, prices went up 5.2% in Stafford County. In Spotsylvania in May, they actually were slightly down. So you see that for 1 month and you're like, oh my gosh, prices are dropping. They're not. That was a small little blip within the whole entire year. The rest of the year, the prices have been going up year over year. You know, King George, they were up 18.4% from May of last year to May of this year. So, you know, you're definitely still seeing a lot of change, but there are pockets, and that's why it's really important to know, okay, so where are the opportunities? You know, Orange hasn't been quite as busy as they were there for a while. Maybe you can be right outside of Spotsylvania, still have a great commute, still have that location that you want, but you have a little bit of a better opportunity to not be in as quite as much competition. So, you know, I do think it's important to really be keyed in, especially to those that are really watching what's going on. You know, there are great opportunities out there, and there's also other times that maybe you do want to wait. Maybe it doesn't fit your exact situation. So, you know, you hold off 30 days or so, and then all of a sudden that circumstance changes for the area that you want to be in, and you need to be the first to know so that you can then jump in.
I guess you have to be flexible.
You got to be flexible. You got to be flexible, and you also have to look at your long-term goal. You know, if your long-term goal is to own a home in a specific, you know, location or what have you, what you have to look at again is what, like if you look at prices last year compared to this year, if you were waiting because those rates were fluctuating, well, now you're paying more and the rates are up a little bit more, right? So what does that look like from this year to next year? You know, we're in a very, very low inventory market. So whenever you're in a low inventory market, and you have a lot of buyers in that market, you have a supply-demand situation, right? So
yeah,
those people who keep saying that, oh, there's going to be a crash, or there's going to be this, that, or the other, you have to look at the stats, because that's really what's driving the market.
You've said all along, nothing looks like it did in 2008.
You're exactly right. Yep, we've chatted about that, and you are, that is exactly the situation. You know, we had such a different environment then, and, you know, I was in real estate at that point in time, and I was a newer agent at that point in time. And so it was a big, you know, difference from the market we'd been in previous to that. But at that point in time, you know, we had an oversupply of inventory. There were so many houses on the market, it was easy to get a loan. So, you know, there were many, many people who were able to get loans and then find themselves in really bad financial situations. And, you know, that's when you start to see the short sales and the foreclosures and things like that. And now you have extremely limited inventory, and it's going to take many years of new construction starts to even be able to start to catch up to the supply demand, number one. And then number two, it's not easy to get a loan now. You do have to be well qualified. So people are going in with strong financial statuses, and we don't see people in jeopardy of, you know, securing that home and then in 6 months to a year, all of a sudden they can't afford it. You know, we're not in that same environment, so that does protect everybody.
It might be different in Spotsylvania and Stafford 1 month, and there's just a lot going on in interest rates and rumors. And
it's really unique. It's been a big change for us too, you know, going from 2.5 years of just extreme busyness and just, you know, all of this extreme market to a more normalized market, which is good for everybody. And it is still busy. It just looks different. I mean, it looks more reminiscent of that 2019 timeframe than it does anything else. So, you know, you just have to realize that it is good, and you just have to look at your local market, because you can listen to the nationwide reports or nationwide news, and we're just not in that environment being in the location that we are between Washington and Richmond. So, you know, we really are studying it. We actually train twice a week that we are studying with real estate experts and financial experts and learning how these asset classes do and do not work together. So we're really studying the financial markets just so that we can make sure we're giving the best advice to our clients and at least presenting them with the information so then they can decide what's best for them. But yeah, it's been a big change.
You don't think of that, but yeah, I mean, in ways you have to be going back to school.
You have to be accurate, and you have to understand, you know, what that does look like, right? And what is going on, and how long are you going to stay in that home, and you know, what type of a home is it? Is it going to be one that's going to be easier to resell than others? I mean, there's a lot that goes into it at this point that you're right, there's a lot of moving parts, and you do have those things that are protecting the market, such as the low inventory and things like that, but it doesn't mean that that's still the right thing for everybody. You really do need to sit down, you know, with your realtor, with your lender, with your financial advisor, and just kind of check out what your personal goals are and make sure that this is in line with them. But, you know, as far as where we are location-wise, there's a lot of protection there. The only other thing I would say is that, you know, the rental market is extremely busy as well. And so we've seen multiple applications on rental properties. Rents have still been going up. So, you know, there were a lot of people during the COVID market that ended up renting because they just could not find that home, and they kept losing out in competition and things like that. So I think there's a real opportunity for those who, you know, had really wanted to purchase a home and are still kind of trying to figure out, well, is now the right time or should I continue to rent? I think it would be a great time to run that rent versus buy analysis and kind of see where that falls for you. And that's the only other piece that I would really put out there.